It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West. Today we're going to tackle one of the most pervasive fears that often lingers after leaving a strict faith community, the fear of hell and eternal punishment. This fear can stay with us for years, even though we no longer believe in the doctrines that instilled it. If you're struggling to let go of these deep-rooted anxieties, you're not alone. And today's episode will explore ways to release them, find peace, and step into a life free of fear. The fear of hell is often ingrained from a young age, tied to powerful messages about obedience, punishment, and the consequences of not following religious rules. Understand that these fears were conditioned responses, often used to enforce compliance and instill a particular worldview. Recognizing that this fear was introduced as part of a control mechanism can help you see it for what it is, a belief rather than an absolute truth. When you notice yourself feeling anxious or fearful, take a moment to check in with reality. Ask yourself, do I still believe in this concept? Is there evidence to support this fear in my life now? Reality checks are reminders that our beliefs have evolved and that fear of hell may no longer align with our current understanding. By grounding yourself in the present moment and acknowledging the changes in your beliefs, you weaken the hold that this fear has on you. A key part of overcoming the fear of eternal punishment is self-compassion. Remind yourself that it's okay to have these fears as they were deeply instilled and they can take time to release. Practice self-kindness by acknowledging that these feelings are valid but do not define who you are. When fear arises, you might say something like, "This fear is here because it was taught to me, but it doesn't have to control me. I'm safe now." Visualization can be a powerful tool for letting go of fear. Picture yourself in a safe, peaceful space. Imagine releasing the fear, watching it fade away, or seeing it transform into something positive. By visualizing fear leaving your body or drifting away, you build a mental image of freedom that can reinforce your sense of peace and safety. Regular practice of visualization can reduce anxiety and reinforce your ability to see fear as something you can control rather than something that controls you. When the fear of hell surfaces, reframe it. Recognize that this fear is a remnant of past beliefs and not a reflection of current reality. You might say to yourself, "This fear is based on old beliefs, but I'm allowed to let it go and make new choices." Reframing allows you to create a new narrative for yourself, one where you're empowered to make decisions based on love, compassion, and self-understanding rather than fear. Healing from religious trauma is often made easier with support. Whether it's a friend who has had a similar experience, a support group, or a counselor or coach specializing in religious trauma, surrounding yourself with people who understand your journey can be profoundly healing. Talking about your fears openly with someone you trust can reduce their power, and it can help you feel validated and understood. That's it for today's episode. Letting go of the fear of hell and eternal punishment takes time, but remember that you are not alone on this journey. Each mindful step you take is a step toward reclaiming your peace and freedom. If you're interested in more support, visit jeremywest.net, where I offer mindfulness coaching and resources for those healing from religious trauma. And if there's a specific topic or question you'd like addressed in a future episode, email me at itsnowagain@gmail.com. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.